Alright everyone, welcome back to Athlete's Edge. Prick Sports Motivation. Your boy Jake Cutter here, ready to pump you up and get those gears turning. Today we're tackling something super important, something that affects all of us, regardless of whether you're crushing it on the court or just trying to conquer your Monday morning meeting. We're talking about imposter syndrome, the sneaky voice in your head that whispers you're not good enough, not smart enough, not capable enough. Ever felt like you're faking it? Like everyone else has it figured out except you. Yeah, you know that feeling. But listen up, because this isn't just some mental hurdle, it can be a real roadblock to your success and happiness. Today, we're going to break down imposter syndrome, bust those limiting beliefs wide open, and empower you to embrace vulnerability, because guess what? It's actually your superpower. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you crush imposter syndrome. First things first, recognize the beast. Yeah, it's sneaky, but it shows itself in ways like constantly downplaying your accomplishments, fearing failure above all else, or feeling like a fraud even when you're killing it. Pay attention to those inner voices, the ones telling you you don't deserve the promotion or that you'll be exposed as a phony any minute now. Name that imposter syndrome and start pushing back against it. Second, challenge your negative thoughts. Ever notice how our minds love to play tricks on us? When you catch yourself thinking I got lucky or they're just being nice, stop right there. Ask yourself, what evidence do I have for this thought? Is it really true, or am I letting fear control me? Remember, you are capable and deserving of success. Third, focus on your strengths. We all have them, those things that make us unique and awesome. Spend some time identifying yours, whether it's your creativity, problem-solving skills, or that killer sense of humor. Ditch the comparisons game, because comparing yourself to others is a recipe for disaster. Focus on what you bring to the table, that's what matters. Fourth, celebrate your wins big and small. Don't let those achievements go unnoticed. Acknowledge them, savor them, and don't be afraid to shout it from the rooftops, or at least share a celebratory post with your friends. Every victory, no matter how minor, is a step in the right direction. Finally, remember that vulnerability is not weakness, it's strength. It takes courage to show up authentically and admit when you don't know something. It's about building genuine connections and fostering a supportive environment where everyone feels safe to be themselves. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine a high school basketball team. The star players killing it on the court, scoring point after point. But outside the game, he's plagued by imposter syndrome, constantly questioning his abilities, fearing that one day, everyone will see him as a fraud. He starts isolating himself, pushing away teammates and coaches, afraid to ask for help or admit he needs support. This fear stunts his growth and prevents him from truly connecting with his team. On the other hand, picture another player on the same team who embraces vulnerability. She's open about her struggles, asks questions when she's unsure, and actively seeks feedback from her coach and teammates. She understands that asking for help isn't a sign of weakness, but a pathway to growth. This openness builds trust, strengthens relationships, and ultimately allows her to reach her full potential. See the difference? Vulnerability isn't about letting your guard down, it's about building genuine connections and fostering a supportive environment where everyone can thrive. So, here's the deal. Start acknowledging those imposter syndrome whispers. Challenge those negative thoughts, celebrate your wins, and don't be afraid to show up as your authentic self. Remember, vulnerability is not weakness, it's the key to unlocking your true potential. Ready to take action? First things first, I want you to identify one thing you're struggling with that might stem from imposter syndrome. Maybe it's taking on a new challenge at work, speaking up in meetings, or even just asking someone out on a date. Write it down, I want you to be specific. Once you've got this identified, think about what small step you can take today to overcome that feeling and move towards vulnerability. It could be as simple as taking 5 minutes to visualize yourself succeeding, or reaching out to a trusted friend for support. Remember, every small step counts. Let me know how it goes in the comments below, and don't forget to share this episode with anyone who might need a little boost of confidence today. Stay motivated, stay strong, and keep pushing those boundaries.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.